Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
The underrated yet understated KJ and Lyons second hour here on WEEI. Patriots Monday happening right now. If you missed any of the show, Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI, the app. Just select it. You can play back in chapters. We've talked about the Patriots and their moves and the move they didn't make in yesterday's game, as well as we talked to Kari Thompson from Boston.com. And in speaking of Boston.com, in about 2 minutes, we'll get to the Alex Cora story that's just come down within the last hour. Let's go to Jared, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for calling KJ and Lyons. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to reiterate something you said on Tua. I think he should play again, but... There's a popular term in the MMA community called your chin is gone. Now, that means when you get knocked out too many times, you're going to keep getting knocked out. And I think that's what's happening to him.
Jared, thanks so much for the call. Yeah, I think it's like everybody has seen, what, two movies on Tua with this concussion?
Yeah, but the thing is, KJ, too, like these aren't the only two. So, right. Like, these are the two scariest,
are the two in prime time. Yeah. There were, like, three others in, like, local 1 p.m. games.
Yeah, and, there is research out there that multiple concussions, then, as it goes forward, like the caller said, it's easier to get future concussions. They can be more damaging. And, again, we've seen two scary ones, but these are not necessarily the only two that have been a part of his life.
If he's dedicated to learn how to slide as a rushing quarterback, because... What was everyone saying after those last two is learn to slide, but apparently he didn't learn his message. Not saying that the third one was like on him specifically, but if he's just actually dedicated to being smart as a mobile quarterback, then he'll be fine to return to play.
But I don't even think it's about the sliding. I think it's just about his head hitting the ground. And that's going to happen. That doesn't have to happen in a play where you're running with the ball.
Wasn't that the Cincinnati one? He got sacked and his head hit the ground, unless I'm remembering that wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. If you go back and look at the DeMar Hamlin tackle, yeah, he might have probably jarred his head going into Hamlin's body. But his head slammed against the ground, and then that's when you saw the reaction. So it's like... You can't keep going out there. And here's what I think, because if a news organization is reporting that you're not going to quit, they are gearing up their I team, if you will, waiting for this guy to go back out there. Unfortunately, something disastrous is going to happen. There's no way you can avoid it in football. And then they're going to start probing and poking to see what type of protocols, because at the end of the day, news is jealous of sports departments. I don't know if you've ever worked at television. News can't. That's why when you ask a local news guy, the sports guy, how much time the news department gives them for sports. Oh, they've got sports on cable. Why do I need to give you 3.5 minutes? They want to do news. So anything that takes away from the ability to do news, which is sports, you're going to find a way to investigate it. Like, we could take down the popularity of football. That's just how journalists think. So I would say to Tua, don't be that catalyst. For those who really want to take this thing up against football and concussions, you can't get into a collusion situation where, hey, you wonder why nobody's hiring you. I think the Dolphins are ready to say, if you step away, you will always have a place in future in this organization. We're not going to ask for your money back, right? But we don't want you out there to become potentially a liability, not only to yourself, to this team, but to the entire league.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They've been two scary ones, but more than two. And high, you mentioned it, KJ, high profile, right? Prime time games. that everybody saw. And we've seen a push over the last, call it 5-10 years, where the NFL is at least proclaimed to care a lot more about concussions. Now, right, their actions haven't always followed it, right? They added a 17th game on to the season, and, you know, there's Thursday Night Football, but they've at least claimed to care more about it. I mean, it puts them in a tough spot, right? Because if he's still out there and he's at a greater risk, well, it's not like they can tell him, no, you can't play. But I think deep down, they'd rather him not.
Yeah, even when you saw him walking off on Monday night, and we'll get to the Alex Cora here in 20 seconds, is you could see him asking, where am I? What day is it?
Yeah.
Like, you could clearly... Like,
I was surprised he walked off, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that was pretty much like, if he didn't walk off, that's when the news department sweeps in, right? Like, it's like, okay, we saw this on one Monday night, and now here's the follow-up, and our I team has decided we're going to talk to Roger Goodell. You know, so you don't want... The NFL does not want anything beyond what goes on the field to be the story. If you need any evidence, look at what happened here, what, 10, 15 years ago. Right? Yeah. Like, that's the whole thing. So this would be even worse, because while the NFL has made more strides to address concussions, and it's science and research and putting the things, Jabril Peppers wears the helmet cover.
Yeah, oh, what is that called? Yeah, I know it. Yeah, he wears it.
It's crazy. I can't think of the name of it, but I know the guy who made
the Guardian
in Georgia.
Cap.
The Guardian cap. Right? So he wears... So you have those things that are being allowed. Think about it. The NFL is next to Major League Baseball. Oh, they're sticklers about what the uniform looks like. You know, like, you have to be in uniform step. So allowing those things are a way to do it. But if I'm watching on a news channel that Tua has announced that he's not going to quit, oh, they're just salivating, waiting for him to just get back out there. And I don't want to say end up like Dooku Kim, but, you know, there's a reason why prize fights don't go 15 rounds anymore. Because sometimes you just take too many hits, too many shots that become more than dangerous and need to be. Yeah. All right. Alex Cora. Let's play the comments after Saturday's game that has Major League Baseball possibly. I'll tell you what's going on right after.
I wasn't surprised at all, because I felt like the first at bat hit on purpose, you know. So, he doesn't want to face him. That's the bottom line. He told us with the intentional walk that the first at bat he hit him, and we leave it at that. After that he had bases loaded and had to face him, you know. But we took exception, you know, to that, because it was loud and clear that he didn't want to face him. So, you know. That first at bat, you know, now after the intentional walk, we were like, okay, that's what happened.
Yeah, isn't it rich, John, that Major League Baseball is saying nothing about Garrett Cole, pretty much telling you I don't want to pitch to the guy, and then hits the guy, but yet wants to bring Alex Cora in because Brian Bello in the sixth in that Saturday night game threw behind Aaron Judge, and now they want to have a talk with Alex Cora. Could you be any more biased? Look, the Yankees are going to go to the playoffs. Aaron Judge is going to hit probably 60 home runs again. But damn it, you're not bringing in Garrett Cole in? You're not asking Aaron Boone about the comments from Garrett Cole and then the actions that he took?
And I feel like, too, there's a lot of pent-up frustration from Garrett Cole, because this is one of the most talented pitchers in the league, one of the elite pitchers in the game, Cy Young guy.
Right.
And Devers has just killed him. Time and it doesn't matter if it's Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, where Devers has just lit Garrett Cole up constantly, especially since Cole became a member of the Yankees. And I think that intentional walk, that's not something Garrett Cole, I think, ever imagined him doing to anyone, right? And now he has to do it in a home game against, of all teams, the Red Sox, to, of all guys, Devers. And then you see him hit him, what was it, two, three innings later, whatever it was, like, I think there's a lot of pent-up frustration from Cole, and I think we saw it come out there on Saturday.
So my issue is this. In baseball, and I know some people will take exception to me what I'm saying, but you absolutely have to go after the batters. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you're not going to go after one of the guys who have like 48 on their jersey or number 66 for the Yankees. You're going to make them feel it too, right? So Cora, I'm behind him 100%. Hey, Bello threw behind Judge. He didn't hit him. Look, and we know that pretty much Bello throws mostly changeups anyway.
Yeah.
But my point being is this. So Alex Cora is going to potentially be in trouble with Major League Baseball because his pitcher almost hit a guy, but Aaron Boone and Garrett Cole are not facing anything when they've told you that they don't want to pitch to a guy and end up hitting him after walking him. That is absolute bull crap. Like, Like, could you not be more obvious in your blind love affair with the Yankees? Just because they're right next door to you doesn't mean you have to do all their damn bidding. Like, this is stupid. If I'm Alex Cora, I'm like, man, screw your subpoena, whatever you're sending me. You clearly look at the tape. Like Garrett Cole says on tape, I don't want to pitch to him. That's perfectly fine. If you intentionally walk him and you put up your four fingers, you want to be cute, that's fine. That's not call for retaliation. But when you then turn around and hit that same guy, and that's your only guy, I'm going after your guy. I'm going after your guy.
Yeah, and it's crazy because this is a Red Sox lineup that I know has been good through long stretches of this year, but I wouldn't necessarily qualify it as an elite lineup. There's guys there Garrett Cole can get out if he doesn't want to pitch to Devers. I mean, we're talking about a Red Sox team that is 500 right now. I mean, it's not like this lineup. It's not the San Diego Padres lineup. You know, like, there's guys there that he can get out. And so, like, the intentional walk to me, that is the key piece of evidence. Because I think if he had just pitched to Devers that time and then hit him later, okay, hey, maybe he just hit him. But when you intentionally walk the guy in the situation,
then your fifth pitch to him is hitting him.
Right, exactly.
Well, actually, your first pitch.
You intentionally walk him in that situation and then come back right after and hit him, then it's like, well, those are dots that I think you can kind of connect there.
I think that's why sometimes Major League Baseball can't be taken seriously. I think that's why some people just can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Because there's just such a fawning and just, you know, right there at the right there at the taint for the New York Yankees that it gets obnoxious after a while. Like, here's what you're acting like the Yankees have just won the last four World Series. And you don't have to do that. Baseball is healthy enough with this digital age that, hey, you can be a Pirates fan and be crazy about them now. You don't have to worry about if they have enough people in the stadium for them to watch on television. People should be fans, and it should be something that's equal. But, you know, they don't even do this for the Cubs. And you'd say the Cubs are probably the most beloved team for people who don't even follow baseball.
A piece of metal.
Yeah, it just makes me sick.
Yeah, and it's a playoff race overall, KJ, like NL and AL, that I think has been pretty entertaining. I mean, you look at the way the Padres have surged since the All-Star break in the NL and the battle with the Phillies and the Dodgers, and then in the AL, even that Orioles-Yankees battle, and then it's like, you know, a little stupid thing like this. Because really, if we're talking about the Red Sox, frankly, we should be talking about how they're on their way to a third consecutive disappointing season. But this is the story instead, because you have a guy intentionally hitting someone with no repercussions. And then maybe Bayo
and then you got
Cora
Aaron Boone. What does Aaron Boone really
earn? Does he
earn?
Get it, too? And here, like, Aaron Boone, I mean, he's been in that job for, what, 3 or 4 years now? And it still feels like he doesn't fully get it.
He's the Frank Vogel of Major League Baseball.
At least Frank Vogel won a championship.
That's very true.
I mean, KJ, but Boone, it feels like he doesn't get it. I don't know.
Look, if I'm Alex Cora, I'm like, you know what, Major League Baseball, and unless Aaron Boone is in here, and Garrett Cole is in this room, screw you, I'm not showing up. You can ask my representation what you want to ask, but no way you're pulling me in. There's just absolutely no way. You got to defend your guys, even if you're seemingly out of a playoff race. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. KJ Lines still to come. Would you rather, more likely to, either or? Plus, we get into, if Drake May had played the first couple of weeks, what would it have looked like? Now it's time to trend with Joe Braverman.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KJ and Lyons bringing you up to Monday Night Football, the kickoff for the final game of Week 2, Falcons-Eagles. That's at 7:30. Thank you for being here on WEEI. I guess, John, really the big news that jumped out at me that goes, whoa, this might be smart of why Drake May is watching instead of being forced out there. Because I think if he was out there those first couple of games, it would have been very ugly, is what happened to Bryce Young today in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers situation is such a mess. I mean, they trade up last year to number one. They take Young instead of Stroud. The whole organization has been a mess. And then this year, they hire a new coach. Doesn't get any better. They get blown out twice in the first 2 weeks. I mean, we saw them in that first preseason game against the Patriots. They didn't look good then. I mean, they've looked terrible these first 2 weeks, and now Young is benched. It's just a really bad situation, the worst situation in the NFL.
Well, I think it's a cautionary tale because it just seems like the league is now strewn with guys who never really even got a chance to do it, or like a Trey Lance, or some who got a chance to do it and just absolutely fell on their face like a Mac Jones. That Bryce Young is something we've never seen before. 18 games and you're done. Like, you're done. Like,
yeah, and we had this conversation, too, about May, and that QB is the one position that it's extremely difficult to put a guy out there and take him back. Whereas a lot of other positions, you can rotate a guy in, work him slowly. Whereas with a starting QB, it's like once he's in, he's got to be the guy because it's really tough to recover if you take him out.
Any text 37937, we'll get to those right after. Would you rather, more likely to, either or? Here's why Drake May sitting, you now see why it's beneficial. I think a couple of plays where Jacoby Brissett was finding himself darting in and out in between offensive linemen, avoiding. That could be the situation where Drake May tries to make a play with his arm and you get the interception.
Yeah.
Like, that's a rookie mistake, but this is a team that, as we talked about earlier in the show, has no room for error, virtually no room for error. So better to not say, hey, as tight of things as we have to keep them, the rookie is the reason why we lost. That's what happened to Bryce Young. Because if you look at the roster of the Patriots and the rosters of the Panthers, is there really that much difference?
I mean, I think the Patriots is better, but yeah, I mean,
I would say the Panthers have a better offensive line, a defensive line. It might be a push. And maybe the defensive backs are better, but, you know,
Brissett has done a great job so far this year of feeling pressure, too, especially from his blind side, right? Like, you had 3 sacks in the game yesterday. It could have been 6 or 7. And I know May has the playmaking ability and he can run, but you can't reasonably expect him to feel the pressure as well as Jacoby has done. So some of those early Hunter Henry passes, a lot of those where Jacoby felt pressure, rolled out, and he found Hunter Henry. It was great. Maybe May does that one time and gets sacked the other two, right? Like, it's just the nature of it's something Brissett's been really good at, and I don't think you can reasonably expect a rookie to do that as well.
All right, real quick, what do you see happen in the Jets game Thursday?
So I hate to say this, KJ. I think it's a low-scoring loss for the Patriots. I think it's 2 teams in a short week. Jets have had to travel a lot, and it's weird because it's the home team on a Thursday night, but they went to San Francisco, then they went to Tennessee, so they've been traveling. But I just think that Jets defensive line is such a problem for the Patriots offensive line, I don't think they're going to score enough points to win.
If the Patriots can get the running game going, I think this is a game that's competitive once you get into the final quarter.
I could see 7 minutes left. Yeah.
And that's all I could hope for. The win would be a huge win.
Can I actually share some breaking news with you guys? I hate to interrupt, would you rather, but Ian Rappaport just shared that Juwan Bentley out for the season with a torn pectoral muscle.
That's rough. That's a captain, leader of the interior of your defense.
The middle.
That's brutal. Had 100 tackles in each of the last three seasons. That's rough. That's Brees Hall next week.
That's such tough news that we're going to bypass. Would you rather more likely to either or?
Yeah,
because that's a huge blow to their defense. Right, well, that's a huge blow to this show too. That's a staple. It's like doing a whole lot of love at the end of the concert.
And now we're talking about a defense that doesn't have Barmore, traded Judon, now doesn't have Bentley.
It's loose up the middle.
I mean, that's a good front seven, but you've subtracted three pieces from it. And the thing about Bentley is great against the run. And now
Boucher's really going to have to, I guess, you plug him in.
But who do you, I mean, Tavai's going to be there in the middle. I don't know what you're going to do there. McMillan, I guess, is going to have to be the guy that plugs in.
I was not expecting that bad news on the way out.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess I'm just going to have some ramen noodle or something like that and just watch the game in sorrow with one of my 40,000 pairs of headphones.
Yeah. And again, by all accounts, too, great teammate, great leader on the team. That's tough.
And great job by Joe Braverman getting in that breaking news before we get out of here. Missed any of the show? The Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI, KJ and Lyons. You can play it chapter by chapter. Carrie A. Thompson, thank you so much from Boston.com for being here as well. And wow, what a blow.
I know.
What a way to end a show. Worst news. The defense just got big gash in the hole. Oh, gosh. John, you want to take us out of here?
Well, we'll be back together, I think, September 26th. People have something to look forward to, at least.
Yeah, so schedule a night date with us then.
Yes.
Until then, have a good Monday. See ya!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.